Hey, welcome to the Market Adventures podcast. This is your host, Alex Cunningham, and after this ad showing love to our number one sponsor, Anchor, I'm going to tell you about an idea I've had since I was a kid. And it's still something I want to do in the future, but first, I need to get filthy rich. So, baby steps. Stay tuned.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Okay, so we'll talk stock market right after I tell you about this idea, right, that I've had for a long time. And I actually was reading a book called The Worldly Philosophers. It's all about economic theorists throughout the decades, starting both in Europe and what I presume would take us into the Americas as well. I haven't gotten that far yet. But I was reading about this theorist by the last name Owen. And then there's a new guy in there that I've gotten to named Fourier as well. And they talk about this community. And back in Europe, the people that we refer to as homeless today, they called paupers back in Europe. I don't know what happened to that translation. But it's all about how in Europe, how the paupers were essentially treated or mistreated and seen as less than human and shoved aside and this and that. And this guy, Owen, who on this crusade after accomplishing this and that, thought to himself, if he had the opportunity and the finances, that he would be able to, he wanted to create a community, right, where paupers or people who are less advantaged would be able to get together, have a community, have the infrastructure around them, and they can work themselves into creating this self-perpetuating community, right? So what happened is he got that opportunity, right? They came to him about some reason, something they wanted him to do that was very, very small, and he said, hey, I've got this great idea. And they shut him down, but he had money. So he used his money, he bought a plot of land in the U.S., and he created this area for them, didn't clear the land, didn't really do anything, just bought the land, dropped people off and said, here, you know, here's your land. It didn't work out. But ever since I was a kid, right, now backtracking, I've always thought about, you know, when I get just very, very wealthy, of when I'm driving down the street and say a homeless person has a sign on or somebody who's disadvantaged a sign up that says, hey, veteran will work for money, or hey, I have, you know, two kids and I'm working to make, I need money to feed my kids or my family or whatever the sign says, I would pull over and offer them an opportunity, offer them a job. And essentially, I would create this compound, this area, this piece of real estate where I would have housing, I would have a, what would essentially be a school, right, a trade school, and place for people to work as well, whatever they decide to do as work or whatever is available at the time, to be able to contribute to this environment that they're in, that I've created, but also to get the skills they need to leave and go back into the world. Maybe they want to learn math or science, or they want to learn how to become a social worker and help other people like themselves, whatever they want to do. But they can learn it on this land that I've created. They can learn it there. They can get food, they can get shelter, they can get, you know, whatever resources they need. And they're still working to essentially help provide for other people as well, right? Because you can't just go to school and decide to go into the working world. You're working as well and giving back to this community that I created. So that was a thought I had as a kid. And then I'm reading this book and I'm like, whoa, I like this. I thought about this too. And then I saw it didn't work and I'm like, well, damn, it didn't work. Maybe it's not such a good idea. But I love that history shows that people have thought this way. Right? I'm not the first person to think like this. And also, we know what didn't work, right? As I read this book, I can see exactly what didn't work. And I can look through history and see what didn't work. And then I can take my idea and my resources and create something that does truly work and can be self-sustaining. And the whole adage is, if you build it, they will come. So building this city, in a sense, and hoping that by the grace of God, you know, it gets across the lands, you know, however the homeless get their news. But they find out, and I'm not just driving one by one and carrying somebody in. It's, hey, you know, if you're homeless and you're looking for another chance, right? You're not just, you haven't given up, right? Looking for another chance. This is a place you can go to get a chance for free, right? Get schooling and get, you know, meals, and you get to, you know, clothing and, you know, a place to sleep, you know, things like that. So that's always been an idea. And like I read this book, Worldly Philosophers, on just like an economic theory, Adam Smith, Ricardo, people like that, you know, who started this whole idea based on supply and demand, population, and then it broadened out over time to encompass what we know today as economic theory as it pertains to the global landscape, right? But I haven't gotten that far, right? I've just gotten on this part and it really sparked me. So I want to talk about it here. And stocks are a part of my plan to get filthy rich. So I figured I'd sneak it in here to you, even though you're looking forward to stocks. But now, after I've given you that idea, we get to talk about stocks. So I want you first, you're going to check out this cool show called Raising Financial Freedom. It's all about parents, which I'm a parent, so I like that. And parents growing the next generation of financially savvy children, which I'm also all about. So I think you're going to love it. Check it out.
You want the best for your kids, best education, best healthcare, even the best clothes. But do you ever wonder, am I setting the best example when it comes to money? How much easier would your life have been if you knew just a little bit more about money? Give your kids that advantage so that they are always one step ahead of the world. Hey, I'm Eric Yard, host of Raising Financial Freedom Podcast, where we help you do just that. Come learn about money management, debt, budgeting, and common mistakes to avoid so you can pass these lessons on to your kids. You can give your children the gift of being financially savvy so they can thrive in the world with ease. Visit financialfreedom.com to tune into the latest episodes where you will get practical advice and immerse your heart in in-depth conversation about all things money and kids. I'm telling you, you won't help but take out your pen and paper. See you there.
Now, stock market futures are down right now coming into the week. This might continue, led by NASDAQ and tech stocks, at least until earnings, right? And luckily, we have earnings starting this week with the banks. If earnings are good, and the good thing about bank earnings is they give you a lot of insight into how the market is doing, right? The banks and how they do give a really good insight into the overall economy and how the overall economy is doing. So if earnings are good, the market might rally up and ignore everything else until the Fed, because we are in earnings season. Now, if earnings season does not do good, right? Let's say earnings of major companies show that commodity prices, the Russia-Ukraine situation, and inflation have impacted company earnings, then that would be bad, right? Because remember, the stock market is really based on taking out a profit or seeking a profit in the longer term and in the shorter term based on how a company is doing, right? So if a company is doing poorly because of all these global factors, people might want to take profits before everybody else comes to sell. So that would be bad. But I don't think it will be. But that is just random. That's a random thought. There's no basis in that. I just don't think it's going to be that bad. Now, skipping the my thoughts and then skipping the fundamental, where you talk about earnings, let's look at the technical side, right? Just chart reading without including any of the news. The daily chart shows a break below the 50 line for the RSI. It also shows a Stoke RSI below 20, and it shows a MACD crossing to the downside with red histograms. Now, in this trading system that I use, this is a down signal, right? This is a negative signal. Now, one could look at the overall chart and say that the rally we had in March till now was a bull flag, right? Which means a short bullish stint in a potentially longer term bear market. So if the market has really turned around and is now bearish, prices won't just fall. They'll bounce a little bit off the bottom because some people will try to bargain hunt and buy. Price will come up and then it'll drop back down under heavier selling. So one could look at it and say, this is a bull flag in a potentially longer term bear market. Or one could look at the chart and say, this is a potential bear flag, a short term downtrend in a persistent bull market, a persistent uptrend? Now, the real answer, no one knows. I mean, me, I'm banking on at least a short-term weakness. Just look at the daily chart and seeing some of those indicators pointing down, right? Some short-term weakness in the market, but we won't know until bank earnings, right? So you'll have a much better idea about how investors feel after we see bank earnings. And we also have like the CPI this week as well, but mostly bank earnings, because that'll tell us a lot more about how earnings season is going to go. And that's what the investors are really worried about for these next 3 months. But that's it for this episode. So if you like the content, remember to leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts for the show, and also share the show on your social media so people can continue to find this show and find the content and get help from it and insight and support from our awesome community. So until we speak again, good luck trading. And remember, as you begin searching for answers to life's challenges, don't seek security. Seek adventure.